from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Braves went in 10 last night. Chris Sale, 12 strikeouts, 7 innings pitched. His ERA is still under 3. He literally did what stoppers do. We're struggling. We're coming off the worst loss of the season. I got us. And he put his foot down. The crazy thing is Blake Snell was just as good. 11 strikeouts, Mike. And if you were to say, you know, Blake Snell deserved to win as much as, you know, Chris Sale, it could have went either way. I just love that we got a pitching duel. And once you got past the fourth inning, you're like, both of these guys are throwing the ball, man.
A lot of strikeouts, both bullpens. And again, coming off one of the worst bullpen collapses in Colorado, the Braves bullpen did a great job, including Raisel Iglesias, who had 4 strikeouts and had to put extra work in as it went to extra innings. But yeah, I mean, this is one you needed. You know, we've talked about, we debated this, you and I, a million times with the audience. Are we back? Are we turning the corner? Just grind and get in the wild card. Get in that little tournament and see what you can do, and maybe you get hot. And the only thing I'm really keep on it, banking on, you're asking to start the show. What do you bank on? What do you trust?
What are you certain of?
Well, I'm certain that Michael Money Harris is hitting right now in Gwinnett. Can that translate to hitting in the big leagues and maybe even taking a shot again at that leadoff spot? That would be friggin' great. Soler is raking right now. Hopefully that will continue, but that was a big effort, and that's what we wanted and needed from Sale the other night. Sale's got 22 strikeouts his last two games. He just couldn't go deep in that game against the Brewers at Truist. So, and the other thing, I think most of us feel that the division is kind of a lost cause, but the Phillies are totally scuffling. If you thought the Phillies were just going to maintain that pace all season long, not even close.
Yeah, Padres are hot. Pirates, not so much. They were on a heater, and they've lost like 10 in a row. You just look around the league, and you're like, okay, these are the ebbs and flows. But the problem is some of those teams, like the Pirates, there were no expectations. There were expectations to start right. The season for
and
us.
And they actually made a trade, took a player in,
they
as
did.
Opposed to just selling stuff.
But you know, I think they had an opportunity to really do something. We talk about seizing the moment all the time. If you feel like you're close, right, then you make the moves necessary to try to finish this race, man. You don't wait around and say, well, we'll be in this position next year. And a lot of those teams, whether it's the Royals, Mike, or the Pirates, mm-hmm. that was part of the discussion that they had at the trade deadline, where you go, all right, how much do we want to change this team or the makeup of it? Either way, for us guys, and we knew this going into last night's game, and maybe you didn't, Blake Snell's been great. He's won a couple of Cy Youngs. This is not some run-of-the-mill guy. You were not going to score 7 or 8 runs on Blake Snell, especially coming off a no-hit bid, you know, basically 10 days ago. He's in his groove. So you needed this start last night from Sale. Either way, bottom line for me is we found a way to get it done. That's great. But what are you certain of? And it's something we've been talking about today at 404-726-0929. You can text us as well. As you go up and down the lineup, whether it's the pitching staff, whatever it is, if you can't put a check mark by their name and go certain, then that's a problem. And we went from having check marks next to every single guy last year in this lineup going, yep, certain, 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 to not really knowing what we're going to get on a night-to-night basis. By the way, Ozuna and Sale, I'm certain.
Yeah, I'm certain on Austin Riley. He's been doing his job again. He's right where he's supposed to be at 280. I'm certain about Raisel Iglesias. You know, I mean, I've said it a million times. I get a little hung up on the speed and the velocity and just being to overpower everybody, but you can't argue with his success rate. And by the way, you know, we talked about the Phillies. For a while there, all of a sudden, Bryce Harper was in a terrible slump. He's out of it. His OPS is 936. Bryce Harper is absolutely raking. He's at 325 for the small sample size of August, though, for the Phillies. But they, as a team, though, they are still scuffing. If the Braves could have just didn't have that choke job against the Marlins, didn't look awful against, just get blown out by the Brewers, you could be down to three or four games behind the Phillies right now. That's how much they had to scuffle.
As crazy as it is, and how we may feel, certainly how I feel, I don't know how you feel, we're still seven games out, to Mike's point, about the Phillies, and we lead the wild card by one game ahead of the Mets.
But this is important, though, to beat the Giants, beat the Padres in these matchups, man.
They're on our butts. All right, more on the Braves coming up. Right now, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Every single year, Kirby says we got a long way to go. He's not lying, but he said it again, Mike, talking about where the team is and assessing their, you know, first fall scrimmage. We got a long way to go. Reflecting on last Saturday's scrimmage, obviously leading up to the game against Clemson at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on August 31st. I think this is just a part of it. And I'm not saying that they're not going to be good. That's silly. They're loaded. They're going to be really good. But they're not going to be as good to start the season as they will be to end it. And so Kirby knows to start the season, you need to be at a certain level. He's seen it, Mike. He's had these national championship teams now. Mm-hmm. He knows what that's supposed to look like at practice. And he says, quote, we are nowhere near or close to where we need to be. And I feel like we have to we have less depth than we've ever had. You think that's the case?
Well, I think he's perhaps calling attention to something which we've talked about, the defensive line. We don't know who's going to emerge as that big guy. But, I mean, you know, the tradition of the Jordan Davis and the Jalen Carter, and that stopped. You know, Bear Alexander transferred out, and he flaked out. So, goodbye and good riddance. But, I mean, it just seems like you don't have that giant space grabber, or at least the guy perceived to be the defensive difference maker. You've got a bunch of big-time studs, Smile Monday. We know about, like, all the Georgia fans know that. Offensive line, they've got some injuries. We'll talk about the injuries here in a minute. I do know at the scrimmage that was open to some well-heeled boosters, it's pretty funny, he was apparently yelling, you're the softest team I've ever seen. So if that's kind of a message he wants to send, which I think, again, he said it was about the heat and maybe some of the players. I heard Andy Randy, we're talking with Brandon Adams from Dog Nation about that earlier today. So, yeah, he's trying to, I think he's definitely sending some cues to this team that they're not maybe if before some hubris kicks in, they're not all that maybe they think they are.
Progress has been good, but I wouldn't say that the first scrimmage was really up to the standard of expectations. That's Kirby Smart. So, do we have a lot of enthusiasm? Yeah. We didn't play to that level that I think we need to play to. So, he's putting the pressure on and saying, look, there's some things we have to do and be better at heading into this first game. And again, are they going to blow doors like they did against Oregon a couple of years ago? I don't know. If they do, it takes a lot of pressure off with what fans think this team is going to be, because you'll feel a lot better about it. But if this is a close game, guys, and they win by 2 or 3 points and Clemson takes them down to the wire, you might feel a little bit different. And those things that Kirby's talking about might resonate a little bit more. The problem is, Mike, he says these things and then the team goes out and they're great to start the year.
Well, again, he's a master motivator. I mean, he gets it from Nick Saban. He's everything you're hearing from Kirby this week. The last 2 weeks is from the Nick Saban playbook 101, and it's a good playbook to have. And now you just challenge your guys to do better. Some things they do have to work around, some of the injuries. The offensive line, he gave an update today. Dog Nation's got it. Jared Wilson, the center, is dealing with an Achilles injury. So apparently he's getting better. He's been working on the side, but that means they got to move some pieces around. Tate Ratledge, you know, a guy who's been around the program for a number of years, taking reps, Carl, at center. He's normally the starting right guard, which moves more people around on the line. Puts Dylan Fairchild and Micah Morris at two guard spots. That's not exactly something you want to monkey around with going up against, and you just touched on it, a really good veteran Clemson defense in the first game.
Kirby says he's pleased with things like the detail. He's pleased with the leadership. The younger guys are finding out how to do things from the older guys. He also talks about the fact that, you know, guys are on time. The little things that matter that really make you a great team, and a lot of people just they misplace these things. You just think you roll talent out there and it's supposed to happen. There are the things that add up to a championship caliber team. That's why everybody doesn't do it every year. That's why you can have all the talent in the world and it doesn't translate. So I am curious to see what this team looks like on August 31st against Clemson. I really am.
And we talked about the running back room, a guy that's getting a lot of love, at least the last few days from Georgia, is one of the smaller running backs. I mean, based on how big these guys are in this room, but Nate Frazier is a guy that apparently is a dude that might be, you know, a little surprise and maybe a change of pace guy for Mike Bobo in the offense.
Yeah, I heard Brandon talking about that earlier, and they're high on him. I mean, I think the running back room looks better than it did the last 2 years. That's where I'm at.
Right.
I don't think the last 2 years we saw.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Georgia's dominant run game, what we become used to, even though the offensive lines are really good, that had to do with the talent in the backfield. And I think, Mike, you look at this talent level now and you say, from the freshman guys they're bringing in who are all world to the guys that have been there, you've got some real options and flexibility with the run game and what you want to do. If I'm Mike Bobo, I'm smiling ear to ear, man. I mean, seriously. I think you've got wide receivers that are difference makers and separators. You got a great quarterback who's got an arm who could put you in the Heisman conversation and certainly elevate the program from that standpoint. And I think you got running backs that can do all the things that we have become accustomed to. There's no reason this offense shouldn't be scoring 40 a game.
Right. But, you know, it's still, you know, a really brutal schedule. And how are you going to, I mean, you because of the things we just talked about with some of the pieces on defense, and maybe not, and maybe it does become that dominant defense which got them 2 national championships, but you're going to have to score 5, 6 touchdowns in some of these games based on what you're going to go up against, including, you know, Texas. We just talked about them. You know, all the weapons they've got. I just read an article, by the way, speaking of SEC. We talked about all the teams in the SEC yesterday, Carl, that are in the top 10, top 15. Missouri. Apparently, Missouri is ESPN's analytic nerds. Now, some of this is a lot of wonkish stuff, so bear with me. But basically, the crux of the article ESPN wrote is, easy out-of-conference schedule, and they return a bunch of studs, including the quarterback on offense, including big wide receivers, big offensive linemen, what they rate as impact players. So that's just another team to watch out for.
Yeah, and I think Mike, they're better coached, too. We got to give credit where credit's due.
Remember we were blown away when he got like the $7 million contract, yeah. Eli Drinkwitz?
Yeah. Right. I think they're better coached, man. I mean, we talk about Vandy. I think Vandy has a better coach than they've had in some years. They're not going to win 10 games, but because of that, you are more competitive. And when you have some players like Mizzou does, you're not only in games, now you're finding yourself potentially winning some of those games. 404-726-0929. Let us know what you think. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we talk about the Dogs and what's been going on and where they are and how this is going to look. I say this, how you start the season, you want to win, but Mike, you peak at the right time. In Georgia, we've seen it. When they peak at the right time, we know what happens.
And not to be crazy, but you know, if this is something, again, we heard on the midday show today, is if you take a loss, it's not the end of the world, but you got to maintain your edge. You can't have you guys get too high. You maintain that even strain, right, for your athletes, your student athletes, your young guys. If you lose a game like Texas, it doesn't define your season. You know, it's easier said than done. You know, losing to Alabama, people are going to be walking around like the sky just fell here in Atlanta that next Monday, right? But the idea you can still play yourself back in. Everybody's got Alabama, Texas, and Georgia in that playoff, which means some of those guys are going to have you're not going to have a tie, Carl. They don't play the ties anymore in college football, so somebody's going to have an L.
Yeah, I think it's the mindset, Mike. For years, I think it's hard for coaches because what has the mindset been? We can't lose. If we lose, we're done. And now you're basically going to switch gears and go, we can lose three guys. It's okay. There's no coach in that is worth their salt that is going to say that to their team. You still want to run the table. That is the ultimate goal, but I'm with you. Is it more realistic to say we're going to have 2 and 3 lost teams? Yes, but there's no coach that's going to preach that because forever it's been we have to win them all.
Right. 2 weeks before you take on Bama, and then it's Auburn, Miss State, and then Texas. Boom, boom, boom. You know, that's not duck walk, Frank.
So, Mike, are you saying what doesn't challenge you doesn't change you?
That's right, Chris. That doesn't challenge you won't change you. And we pride ourselves on being elite here in Athens.
All right. We got to talk about something. And we were talking about this amongst ourselves. It just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. The Olympics are over. So we're looking ahead. And you would think in 4 years that one guy's name would be listed.
I'm not worried.
As a possible Olympian.
Oh.
But it's not.
Wait, but what if the guy plays for a team and the guy who's involved in that team runs U.S. basketball? Shouldn't that help?
We're going to talk about it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, more on the Braves. Guy Talks on the way. We'll talk about the Falcons. They are off today. We're back up there tomorrow, and we'll be live at Hooters Mall of Georgia on Wednesday and Thursday as camp continues. You guys know they play Saturday against the Ravens, and we'll have that coverage right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pregame at 10, kicks at 12 for the second pregame of the season. Pregame or season.
Yeah, you got it. Pregame.
Second.
Preseason game.
Preseason game. That's what I'm thinking of.
It feels like a giant pregame. This whole preseason feels like a pregame.
No doubt.
I want real games.
I need real football. I'm with you, man. I'm ready to start, but we got to go through the process. Okay, let's talk about something that's going on as we look ahead to 2028. Listen, we all enjoyed the Olympics. I think most of you, whatever you watched, whether it was Simone Biles, whether it was the women's basketball team, swimming, I did not enjoy the breakdancing, but that's a whole other story. The U.S. Olympics men's team. Okay, won their 5th consecutive gold medal.
In dramatic fashion. To me, that was the story of the Olympics.
Totally agree, Mike, because the pressure was on them to get it done. But LeBron won't be there come 2028. Steph won't be there. KD won't be there. So the team will have some assemblance of guys that were on this team, but it will be a new team. And that means you are going through the selection process and bringing in new guys. Now, I'll tell you right now, just because he was on this team and he'll only be 28 years old, Tyrese Halliburton's probably going to be on the team in 28. Devin Booker's probably going to be on the team in 28. Ant-Man's probably going to be on the team in 28. These are all guys that were part of this team. But, Mike, when you start talking about how do you fill the void, names like Jalen Brunson are being brought up, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, Brunson's a star now in New York. That's fair. I think he'll be 31 when the Olympic Games roll around in L.A. in 28. Other names being thrown around, even guys that have not played a one minute in the NBA, all right? And I talked about this kid. Duke has a freshman sensation that you're going to hear a lot about, but people are saying he's the next big thing. And they are even talking about this young man potentially being a part of it. Obviously, Jason Tatum, guys, was a part of this team. He'll be there if he wants to play. Yeah. Maybe Jaylen Brown gets a shot. Who he should have been on this team. But, Mike, there's one name that is not being mentioned.
That would be our guy. That would be, a dude that we thought, you know, especially when you think about Grant Hill and his relationship with the ownership here, and Grant Hill's a big part of U.S. men's basketball. Trae Young can't get to first base for the U.S. men's basketball team. He's not even mentioned. We read the three articles that have been written about 28, right? Trae's not mentioned in any of them.
Cooper Flagg is the kid I'm talking about for Duke.
Right. Well, Reed Sheppard might even be a guy who emerges as a guy, if we're talking about shooting guard / point guard.
You're absolutely right.
Reed Sheppard could be a guy that's on that squad.
You're right. Now, AD may
Stephon Castle could be on that squad if he emerges by that time, like 3 years moving forward, he is the next big thing.
Totally agree. AD will be 35 in 2028. I don't know if he wants to play. He just achieved it with guys that I think he feels like are his peers. We'll see. Point is, where's Trae Young? Why?
Nobody likes him.
What? Why is he not even mentioned? We're 4 years away, man. There's so much to be determined. And to not even mention him, Mike, at this point, even if he wasn't going to make the team. Like,
I'm not worried.
He should be, his name should be at least mentioned
in
this.
Well, two things. If the Hawks continue to be mediocre, then how does that help his exposure? I mean, think about Ant-Man playoffs, right?
True.
You think about all the guys that were in the mix, Tyrese Halliburton, even though he wasn't a big factor.
Playoffs. You're right.
All the guys in this squad, the older guys, you know, granted, they got exit early in the playoffs, but they're still obviously champions in the league.
They're legends.
Right. But in this case, if you look ahead 4 years from now, Trae might have to be in another team, not named the Hawks, to get some traction. You know, I mean, I don't know if it's a disconnect. Do the coaches talk? Does somehow it get back to Kerr and USA Basketball? Grant Hill is involved in USA Basketball.
He should have his back?
I don't know. I think if Grant Hill is involved with the Hawks organization, he should be able to go to the mat for Trae Young, who's considered one of the top 20 stars in the league.
Yeah.
You know, but I get it. They wanted to go with some size. There were some certain things they were looking for. Defense was a big requirement for this team. Trae does not play defense. So unless the makeup changes, you're right. It might. Now, I don't know if Steve Kerr is going to be around after all the abuse he took this time around for next year.
I'm sure it'll be. They'll pass the torch. It'll be someone else. Chet Holmgren is another guy they're mentioning. Oklahoma City, he's young, talented, big.
What if John Morant gets his head on straight?
It's another guy.
You know, John Morant.
That's another guy.
He's only 24 years of age. He's made some terrible decisions.
You're right, Mike.
But if he can, he's had some health concerns too. But yeah, he could be there. Like the ones we know for sure. Halliburton, next time his chance to shine. You know, Tyrese Maxey's 23.
Maxey too. Yeah, that's another name. Yeah, he's not even mentioned on here.
Right.
I mean, this is what I'm saying.
I'm just thinking of young guys. I'm trying to favor.
Absolutely.
Be, you know, 28 or 29 by the time we get there.
So, you know what's going to play into this? And listen, I'm just complaining because this shows you, or at least this is the kind of disservice we've talked about. And you can tell me all you want about what he is and what he isn't. But to not even be mentioned, a guy that's going to be in his prime.
Right. So that could mean, depending on where, first thing, the trajectory of the Hawks. We've got a young, like it's a young core. You know, you're gonna hope that we'll be more than the play-in game, but it's going to require everybody, number one, staying healthy, and the young guys really producing. You know, Jalen Johnson's going to have to sort of elevate to the next level. You know, I don't know what you expect from Reece Sachet in his first year, but I mean, anyone who's expected him to be more than a complimentary piece, I think, you know, you got to temper your expectations on that one, right?
Yeah.
So Trae, hypothetically, could miss his window for ever playing Olympic basketball for Team USA.
But Reece Sachet and Wimby are going to be playing for France.
Yes, they will.
And France is going to continue to be good. And we're probably going to have to beat France again in 4 years in L.A. That's just my guess. Bam will be 31 years old, by the way, Bam Adebayo. So right. There are guys that were on this team that will still be in a very good spot to potentially go back and try to make it happen. But you're going to add some pieces. And I'm just – I don't know if I'm shocked, Mike, or disappointed at the fact that I'm looking at this and going, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. That makes sense. Where's this guy's name?
Well, it's just one of those deals, man, where you say this is a dude that just doesn't get traction nationally.
And But I'm with you about the winning.
But this is the great debate about, you know, and by the way, Jalen Williams, by the way, could be a guy that emerges. That's another guy from the Thunder. You know what I mean? He's a younger, I think he's under 25. But no, you get back to Trae, and do the coaches talk? Is that part of how he gets blackballed? I don't know. Is it the curse of Lloyd Pierce?
I don't know.
It's been sort of hanging over ever since he got. Don't know. Either way, it's a guy that was supposed to be – he's supposed to be on this Olympic team. And he could – you know what? He would have been honored just like Tyrese Halliburton, because Halliburton got no run in this tournament. Trey could have been there and at least gotten a shot. But then again, with Trey and Steph Curry, because of their nature, their game be redundant. And, you know, Steph was going out in a blaze of glory, and you can't argue with the results because he did it. He made it happen in the most dramatic fashion.
Yeah, sure.
404-726-0929, regardless of what might be involved, I just think that his name needs to be there. And if he doesn't make the team in 28, so be it. There's so much that can happen between now and then. But to Mike's point, if this becomes a championship-caliber team, you're making runs to the Eastern Conference Finals. If you're still with the Hawks, then obviously your profile grows, Mike, and right. You become one of those everyday guys that people are talking about. But these other guys you're talking about, Maxey, you know, with the Sixers, right. and Ja Morant, if the Memphis Grizzlies can get good again, like all these things you're talking about, those are the guys that are going to elevate. And the reason why Ant was selected, Ant played in the World Championships a couple of years ago and crushed it. And Steve Kerr and all those guys were a part of it, and they're like, this kid's got it. And guess what? He got invited back, and he played a part of the Olympic team.
Hey, you know what? We talked about, you know, with Embiid kind of probably being too old for the next, you know, for the 28 Olympics. I guess I always, you know, I like Jaren Jackson's game. He could be a guy that could be one of the big guys that you're going to be using as a defender. He's only 24 years old. Yeah. From Memphis, by the way.
Yeah. All right. What do you guys think about that? Again, we're not in basketball season, but with the Olympics fresh on our mind.
But does Grant Hill owe,
this is one of those
does
things.
Grant Hill owe Trey anything?
An opportunity.
I mean, you
and just a chance. Not you don't deserve him to put him on the team, but give him a shot.
Look, we all know how this works. Jason Tatum couldn't. I mean, until the hue and cry got so loud, finally they started playing him, including starting him in the final game against France. But you know, guys, it's guys go with their guys, and they hear and they chat, and there's relationships amongst coaches. It's super incestuous. Everybody, it's a very small, tight-knit group. I just wonder. I mean, don't know where it's coming from. Guys, they asked Nate, Coach Nate, what do you think of that? I'm not sure how Nate would respond to that.
Yeah.
Look, guys, I know the Trey heads right now are screaming at the radio, stop banging on Trey. Well, being on the Olympic team is kind of like where you stand in the NBA, where you stand in the basketball world. And if you're not on it, you're not considered one of the true elites.
All right, guys.
Fair or unfair?
Coming up, Falcon Report, you guys can hit us up and tell us what you think. I mean, it's just, again, it's one of those things where you would think if he is in the conversation, as Mike said, of the best players in the league, he should be in the conversation for the next run at the Olympics in 2028, especially with it being in our country. Mike, what do you got coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, Chick-fil-A bringing back an item that's been gone for 13 years.
That's a long time.
It's been gone so long, I don't honestly actually remember it. Also, Carl, Ray Gunn, the world's worst Olympic breakdancer, says, man, there was something rotten in Paris with those judges. We'll get into that next. It's Guy Talk right here on Dukes of Bell.
Now.
It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans. Yes! Yes! Brought to you by Hooters. If the game is on, it's on at Hooters. Any conference, all season long.
Yeah, man. We'll be up there at Hooters, the Taj Mahal Hooters. It's the final 2 days of Dukes and Bell's summer residency. But much like U2 or Celine Dion in Vegas, we'll be back. But right now, wrapping up Wednesday and Thursday, we'll be at practice and giving you the interviews and all the shenanigans. So swing by, man. And damn right. Check out that ice cold Dukes of Bell. Hey, man, ale. Hey, real quick, I was just during the commercial break, there's a bunch of stuff that I follow on social media. And some of these are just, you know, it's like rabbit hole stuff that you start looking at. Like, wow, you read up on it. Rob Tribble turned me on to this one. So you know it's going to be troubling. It's called How Things Work. It's a pretty good Twitter file. You ever seen this? Anyway, there is a drone, and I can't tell from the architecture. It looks like it's either North or South America, so it looks like our hemisphere.
Okay.
But it's a drone with a flamethrower attached to it.
Oh, geez.
And it's going up to a hornet's nest and just lighting the thing up.
Really?
Man. Yes. I could use this technology where I live. Anybody else? Becky got stung by some freaking chupacabra giant killer wasp thing, which apparently is mutated from Asia and is over here now.
Is she all right?
Yeah, but I didn't tell you that story yesterday because we had so much stuff in Guy Talk. The whole theme was jerks yesterday, remember?
And it was 4 out of 4 jerks, by
it
way.
Was. It was going from Noah Lyles to Austin Dillon, the NASCAR driver, and others. No, just real quick, Becky got stung playing golf. I was playing with a dude. She was playing with a girl since one of those, like, you know, 1,000 tournaments she's in. And she got home, and it looked bad immediately. And I'm like, you got to go to the clinic. You got to go to the walk-in clinic.
It was swole up?
Yeah, that doesn't look right. And she's like, yeah, I'm getting pain. It's a burning sensation. It's really getting tight. I go, yeah, you got to go get something for that. So she,
and now my elbow has a protuberance.
Chris, it did not look good. It was inflamed. So anyway, She goes, I'm hanging out with the pictures I posted up on Twitter. I'm hanging out with, I was sitting in the pool and everything. She comes back. She goes, I had to get a pregnancy test. I'm like, what? Yeah, I'm like, this is like a, this whole thing, that a trip to the clinic just took a turn. Because they were asking her about, you know, the lady stuff. And she said, well,
are you about to be a...
No, I am not.
Oh, thank... well, I mean, where's this coming from?
You can cue the hallelujah music, Orin. I was
say, but the hell of a time to find that out, Mike, yes.
Yeah, like, I want to be Mick Jagger, Robert De Niro. I want to be 85 when my kid graduates from high school, you know, or going to college.
So no. you but you were a little worried.
For a minute?
Yeah.
Every once in a while, when the time is right and Ike's falling asleep,
you know. You just said it. When he falls asleep.
You can't do anything when the dog's awake.
Can't
man.
Do it.
Forget about it. Yeah. I'm like, she's like, well, the lady, the monthly bill was a little late. I'm like, well, thanks for sharing. You know, it makes me a little freaked out.
Yeah.
Because I'm 56. Plus,
are you about to be a...
No, I would be 73 when the kid graduates school. Can you imagine that?
Oh, I can't.
You're like Stadler and Waldorf from The Muppet Show. Hey, Carl, you gonna come to little Dylan's graduation?
Roll Dad up here, honey.
See Mike out there at the local youth sporting events?
Right.
Yeah, cheering his son on.
No, especially when I only want to work for 9 more years and not save for college like you've had to. I don't want to put that in part of my financial plan. It's all about, as you know, me.
Yeah.
So anyway, the good news is that's a big negative.
But it might not be about you.
Easy, Tucker. That's a big negative.
It might not just be
about
you. I
like how
they
started with a wasp bite and ended with a negative pregnancy test.
That's what I'm saying. They got to give her some like heavy-duty drugs. And you're going to take the pregnancy test. Have you missed your monthly bill? I'm literally, my head, to say my head was spinning.
I bet.
And I literally saw like stars for a minute. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Yeah, no way, Jose, man. But anyway, that was how my Sunday went.
When she came in, Mike, was the first thing she said, "Oh, by the way, I'm not pregnant."
You know, you could fix this.
Yeah. And that's the next step.
I'm just saying.
You got a guy,
freedom!
Right?
Freedom!
Yeah, I think it's time for the best.
Freedom!
I think it's time for Bishop. I'm
just saying. You could do it.
They've said that it's about as painful as riding a bicycle for like about 10 hours.
Everybody's different.
Right? You get the frozen peas, right? That's what they say?
You can, yeah. I mean, right? I had ice bags and bells. When I'd ring the bell, they'd bring an ice bag. You would. Yeah, I mean, come on. You got to play this up, man. You only go through it one time.
I believe it's time now to get the schnip.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
When she's coming home and going, I had a pregnancy test.
Yeah, age 56.
You've got to fix that.
Stiff stop.
You got to fix that.
No way, Jose. I was mortified.
I bet you were. Because in your private moment, you were like, it could have happened.
Because I text her. I go, how's it going at the clinic? She says, I'm waiting on my pregnant. What? Literally, I mean,
nothing about the wasp bite. Just like, I'm gonna get a pregnancy test.
Actually, it would have been the best.
By the way,
it would have been the best.
Can I be honest with you? I was sipping because I wasn't driving. I'm sitting in the house. I was sipping on some Hey Man in the pool, watching baseball.
Yeah,
and I went right to the liquor cabinet. Got out some Four Roses on rocks. And just, I mean, like Brian Cox in the Bourne, what was that Bourne movie when he takes the vodka? Oh, I'm a patriot. I'm sorry. I digress. But anyway, that was my weekend. On to some guy talk for you. It all started
I wanted to hear the story. I hadn't heard the story.
All right, real quick. The Olympic breakdancing phenomenon. No, not pregnant.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes. The Olympic breakdancing phenomenon. Ray Gunn, the 36-year-old Australian disaster who scored 0 on all 3 of her attempts.
How?
I mean, 18 to nothing. She lost in all 3 of her matches.
54 votes went against her in all 3 matches.
That's unreal.
54 votes.
And they are saying now, people are, I guess, around the news gathering organizations are doing more of a deep dive on what this disaster is. Because, literally, the Olympics, I mean, Tom Cruise had really not jumped whoop into the stadium when they announced no breakdancing ever again for the Olympics.
I told you guys it was weak.
Yeah.
I knew it would be weak sauce. So, and Orin had the audacity to text us. This is actually looking pretty cool.
I enjoyed it. It was entertaining.
Yes. Well, you know, you could put it, you know, maybe they put it on CW.
It was 10 in the morning. What else was on at that point?
No, this was hot garbage and everybody knows it. So real quick, the story apparently goes, it was about the sanctioning body. There's an article, I'm not going to give you all the whole article. There's a lot of stuff. You can read it up. LA Times has it. I'm reading it from Fox Business News. But what happened was they wanted to get ballroom dancing back in the Olympics. Ballroom dancing was a thing.
Sure.
They were trying to get that in. And they said, no, they said the International Olympic Committee says, we got to get, you know, the young kids, you got to get Gen Z and the everything else, man, lower than millennials into the dance thing. So they took the guys that were generally responsible for ballroom dancing and put them in charge of breakdancing.
And it was terrible.
This sanctioning body apparently got involved. The WDSF. The I'm trying to figure out what the acronym stands for. World Dance Something Something Federation.
And another.
And another. If you hadn't seen it, somebody took Peter Griffin doing Axel F and they synced it up with this ray gun who just looks like a quite insane person. There was a professor of dance at the University of Illinois who said this was going to be a disaster about 3 years ago, and she was right. And apparently, because of the way this thing was organized in Australia, the sport in Australia was apparently just as disorganized when its big moment came in 2019.
Wow.
Inclusion in the Olympics was secured. Australia had no recognized national federation and no organization whatsoever when it came to breakdancing. So if they had six or seven kids in Sydney dancing on cardboard,
that was it.
That was, or this nitwit ray gun, this woman. Either way. It's gone, and it's never, ever coming back.
It should
back.
Have never been there.
No, that was a train wreck. We got baseball. We got lacrosse coming up in 2028 in Los Angeles. Hey, Chick-fil-A.
No pickleball?
Not yet.
Okay.
That'll be on the books soon.
Okay.
Pickleball is getting more traction in England.
It is.
And I guess if pickleball picks up, it's big in Australia, apparently.
I think it's going to be.
The rest of Europe.
Yeah. I think it'll be in there.
It'll be there. So Chick-fil-A announced today that apparently they're bringing some. I don't remember this. Oren, you may remember this. I do not. 13 years since we've seen the banana pudding milkshake. Are you familiar with the banana pudding
milkshake? I vaguely remember a banana pudding milkshake.
And I love banana pudding, but I don't remember the shake, though.
Me too. According to Chick-fil-A, it's a classic ice cream, sweet cream, bananas, banana puree, crushed vanilla wafer cookies. I'm down with that. Sweet is topped with whipped cream, or as they say on Family Guy, whipped cream. And they've also got, I guess, an ice cream that they're going to bring you back. So, okay, I don't remember, but if you guys are fans, sugary drink has 880 calories, 155 grams of carbs, 25 grams of fat.
You're not thinking about that when you order that.
No, you just do it.
You just do it.
You just do it. But I will say this, since I've been on this diet cutting sugar, anytime I have, like, even a sweet tea.
Yeah.
I feel like a float on the Thanksgiving Day parade. You know, just also. Ah.
I stopped on my way home yesterday at Wendy's. I wanted a Frosty.
Right.
And I said, yeah, can I get a vanilla Frosty? Sir, we don't have that. We have triple berry.
Ooh.
Can I get a vanilla Frosty? No, we only have chocolate and triple berry. Well, give me a triple berry then. I mean, what do you want me to do? I want a Frosty. So I tried a triple berry Frosty. Have you guys had this?
No.
It's delicious.
No, man, you're opening me up to a whole new vibe.
I hadn't had it, Mike.
What are the three berries?
I have no idea. I don't know. I was just frustrated.
It's strawberry,
frosting.
Raspberry, and halle berry. It's awesome.
But it was really good. So to your point about, I wasn't thinking about you.
Hey, man, got time for one more? We got a break. I'll make this quick. A 6-year-old athlete attempted swimming 80 miles across Lake Michigan over the weekend. Jim Dreyer, his nickname, the Shark. He's done a lot of long-distance swimming, and he was almost there, Carl. He swam the length of the lake in 1998, which is pretty cool, from Two Rivers, Wisconsin, to a town in Michigan. But he's fallen short of trying to do it again as he's gotten older. He thought, as a 6-year-old, I'd do something different. This time he left Grand Haven, Michigan, if you know Michigan, aiming for Milwaukee, and he was ahead of schedule. Hoped to make the swim in 60 hours, had just 23 miles to go, and he realized something went horribly wrong. Batteries had died in his GPS.
Oh.
Cat was going the wrong way.
Oh, brutal.
About halfway through, the current kind of took over, and he forgot he got his bases north, south, east, and west crossed up and was going the wrong way.
Say, if this guy can swim across that lake at 60, Mike, you can be a dad at 55.
Good luck with that. No way. Dude, you realize I can barely handle a dog. You realize that. And Carl will tell you, I spoil that dog. Can you imagine what a brat that kid would be if I had a kid?
No, I'd be
a damn monster.
It'd be great for you, man. As a matter of fact, you sure she's not?
No, man. The test came back negative. Matter of fact, I said, get another one. I'll pay for the whole trip.
I'll pay for everything. Yeah.
And by the way, anybody's got a good vasectomy doctor, just hit me up on the DM.
Time to get it, man.
Yeah. Time to get the frozen peas.
Freedom!
Hey, man. And that, you know what? How long is it? What's the healing process on that before you get back in action?
Depends on your...
I mean, got a romantic trip to...
It depends on your sensitivity.
Got a romantic trip to Italy. It would be nice to just, like, shoot away.
Oh, well.
Could be next day.
How long do you have? 2 weeks? 2 weeks?
Next day.
All right. Back
in the
game.
Can return to work. But they tell you
need a weekend. It's not, like, super invasive, right? Like, it's...
No, it's not.
You need a weekend. They go in your little thingies and... Right?
No, I did... snip and then you're gone.
But I will tell you that I did feel it, though.
Right?
No,
you felt it as they did it?
No, yeah, I felt a little bit of it.
That's not a very good local, then, is it? They gave it.
Everybody's different. But no, I took the full weekend. Come on, Turtle. Are you kidding me? You only do it once, bro. I was like, ding, 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 ding.
Right on. Dukes and Bell, the show with balls. We'll come back. Talk to Falcons, Carl.
Yes, day off today. They will get back at it tomorrow. But we got some things we need to talk about, including, are they going to sign these guys or not? Mm. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.